It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. This is Jade, and it's Fat Tuesday. So we are bringing you inside the New Orleans scene so you can celebrate like a local. But before we get to that, let's check out a few of today's music news headlines. What's the longest you've held on to a library book or magazine? Well, a Cincinnati County Public Library may have your record beat. Last week, a 50-year-old copy of Life magazine featuring the Beatles on the cover was returned through the mail to the Cincinnati Library. According to NPR, there was a note included in the package that said, "I stole this magazine from the Parma Ridge Road Library when I was a kid. I'm sorry I took it. I've enclosed a check for the late fee." Signed, Brian. A spokesperson for the library said that this is the oldest item he had ever seen returned, exceeding the reach of the library's records. Now that the September 13, 1968 Beatles issue has come together with its rightful owner, the library plans to have it framed along with the note. A new Rihanna album dropped quietly last week and quickly worked its way up to the 67th position on iTunes' worldwide album chart. Only problem? It wasn't a real album. Yes, the voice that people heard on Angel was Rihanna's, but it was from demos and previously unreleased songs that have been online for years. This isn't the first time that this has happened. A similar leak happened back in January, when unauthorized Beyoncé and SZA albums were uploaded to Apple Music and Spotify. Rolling Stone reports that these sorts of releases have been rampant on the internet since streaming became the dominant mode of music listening, due to the sheer amount of music flooding those services all the time and the lack of a technology fail-safe to police for inauthentic music. So while that wasn't the new Rihanna album, she did say there is new music to come sometime in 2019. Please don't stop the music. If you're a fan of Jack White, you probably know that he's a big fan of baseball. He's also a huge supporter of his hometown of Detroit. He previously donated $170,000 to help restore the park where he grew up playing baseball. So it's not entirely surprising to hear that White contributed $10,000 to a project that will help restore Hamtramck Stadium, one of the last Negro League-era ballparks that's still standing. The former home of the Detroit Stars has been unused since the 1990s. Friends of historic Hamtramck Stadium, one of the partners in the rehab, said in a statement, "Hamtramck Stadium is one of just five remaining locations where major Negro League teams once played their home games and represents a historic period in the Detroit community."
And it wasn't just a showplace for the talents on the home team. Incredibly, Hamtramck Stadium hosted at least 17 members of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Jack White kicked off his last tour in Detroit, and it was a love letter to the city, even bringing his mother onto the stage to help him sing one of his White Stripes songs, Hotel Yorba. Today is Mardi Gras. So in preparation for that, my co-host Jay Gabler got in touch with Bobby Menino. She's the public relations staff at MardiGrasNewOrleans.com. We want to learn a bit more about Mardi Gras in New Orleans and about its musical traditions. So Jay gave Bobby a call.
Hi, Jay. This is Bobby. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Absolutely.
So what is Mardi Gras in New Orleans?
Well, Mardi Gras to New Orleanians, Mardi Gras is a season of the year. It's basically the carnival season, which starts on January the 6th, which is King's Day every year. That's the Feast of the Epiphany. And then it culminates the day before Ash Wednesday, which is called Fat Tuesday, or in French, Mardi Gras. It's never on the same Tuesday every year because Easter is never on the same Sunday every year. So it all backs up from Easter.
The reason for this culminating in Fat Tuesday is because then Ash Wednesday inaugurates the season of Lent, which is traditionally for Catholics and Christians a season
So it's the feast before the famine. You know, it's the celebration before the repentance and the and the abstinence of meat, et cetera. You know, it's part of who we are. I mean, because our celebration here actually started in the 1730s, but the first actual parade didn't happen until 1870. So it's a huge history of the celebration. And New Orleans has the largest of the celebrations in the country. If you grow up in New Orleans, you can't wait for Mardi Gras because that's when you have 3 weekends of literally nonstop events and nonstop fun. Mardi Gras Day is the finale of the whole Mardi Gras season. And about 3 weeks prior to Mardi Gras Day, that's when all the parades begin. And in the New Orleans area, which includes the three parishes that are adjacent to Orleans Parish, we call our counties parishes. So the four parishes, or what we call the greater New Orleans area, has over 70 parades. Each individual organization that puts on a parade, they're called crews, K-R-E-W-E, crew. So it's like the crew of Rex or the crew of Bacchus, you know, and so there's 70 different organizations in just our area who put on their individual parades. And the members of those organizations are the ones who come up with the money out of their own pockets and pay for the parade so that it is a free event for everyone to come out and enjoy their parade. And the cities of those parishes, they're the ones who support the events by coordinating the sanitation and the security. So the parades begin about 3 weekends before the big day. Of course, the last weekend, this past weekend, is the bulk of a lot of those parades.
Yeah, I was able to be down there a couple of years ago and realize that the parade happens and the parade is amazing, but there is the whole period of waiting for the parade to start. And it's sort of like a tailgating situation. You've got the whole community out there. They've got their lawn chairs. They've got their grills. They've got the ladders for the kids. It is a huge party.
It's amazing. And that's, I'm so glad you brought that up because there's a misconception that Mardi Gras is Bourbon Street, you know, girls going wild. And that's not Mardi Gras because Mardi Gras is a family event. You know, you're on St. Charles Avenue and you're waiting for the parade. And year after year, you're on the same corner, and that's where your friends and family know where you're going to be. And you bring all your food. You might even bring your barbecue pit. You bring in all your libations. You're really having like the best picnic you can possibly have. And those ladders, oh my God, that's where the kids can see over the crowd. And one of the parents is standing behind them, and they're helping them catch the beads and the trinkets that are being thrown. And it's just so much fun for kids of all ages, and it all ends with the crew of Zulu and the crew of Rex parading through downtown New Orleans with, oh, 1.5 million other people.
Literally 1.5 million other people.
1.5 million of our friends, yes, sir.
So, of course, we have to talk about music. This is the Music News Podcast, okay. And music is an integral part of the Mardi Gras celebrations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you stand in on the parade route, you're going to hear nonstop Mardi Gras music, nonstop. And it's anything from Carnival Time. I don't know if you're familiar with, it's Al, Carnival Time Johnson. You know, it's like, it's Carnival Time. So that's a good one. Another one goes back to Art Neville, before it was called the Neville Brothers. Art Neville sang Mardi Gras Mambo, you know, Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. The combos there with the Mambo beat. The Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo. Not in New Orleans. Professor Longhair, who was amazing, he has the famous, if you go to New Orleans, you have to go see the Mardi Gras. While you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. Oh man, there's Giacomo. Giacomo Bilo Handande, Giacomo Binane, oh my spy boy. Hey, Poppy Way. The second line song, which is like an instrumental.
Can you talk more about the second line song and what a second line is generally?
Well, the second line, it's usually a brass band, and it traditionally is in a funeral procession. Okay, on a jazz funeral, when you're going towards the cemetery, and it's very slow and solemn, you know, and it's like a strolling kind of march. And then after the person's buried, then it becomes a celebration. And then the second line means it's the people following the brass band. So they're strutting and celebrating that this person is, you know, going to a better life, and it's jubilant. But, of course, you can strike up a second line at any event you want. It doesn't have to be a funeral. All you have to hear is the trumpet going, da-da-da-da. You know, that's the second line song. And the people have a rag in their hand, like a handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it a dew rag, because after your second line, you got to wipe the dew off your forehead because you're sweating.
You have music in the streets. You have music in all the clubs and venues and bars. And this all comes out of New Orleans' incomparable jazz tradition.
Exactly. Exactly. It's totally New Orleans music, but it's still, it's like a blend all of its own. It's not really blues. It's not really traditional jazz. It's New Orleans.
So you've mentioned a few specific songs and artists. For those people who are not able to be in New Orleans this week, what are a few more tracks that you would recommend putting on a Mardi Gras playlist?
Well, you know, even traditional jazz songs like The Saints Go Marching In. You know, that's just, you know, a traditional one. Another traditional Dixieland song is While We Danced at the Mardi Gras, and Pete Fountain made that very popular. Those are more traditional Dixieland jazz songs, but that's certainly part of the list. Kind of a funny one, and I hope this is not going to offend anyone, but a very funny one that Benny Grunch made is called Ain't No Place to Pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Woo! I gotta go.
That's kind of a true statement, but it's very humorous, and everybody loves it.
Ain't no place to pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
Ain't no place to pee on.
You know, you're going to hear Fats Domino, I'm Walking to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
Even the Cajun song, Jambalaya.
Goodbye, June, me got to go, me oh my. Me got to go for the bureau down the bayou.
Anything that's related to Mark to New Orleans.
Well, thank you very much, Bobby, for taking time to talk with us about Mardi Gras and all its musical traditions.
Oh, I'm happy to help. It's a part of who we are here in New Orleans. It's just nothing like it.
Let's keep things rolling Fat Tuesday style for our viral pick today. Nashville rocker J.D. McPherson dropped a new music video that's an ode to the Big Easy for his song Jubilee. The video shows McPherson driving around the Mardi Gras celebration as it went on last year. Explaining the video to Rolling Stone, McPherson said, "We took the band down and shot a lot of crowd footage, set up the band in front of a bar, and stuck a bunch of cameras to Gary's assistant's 1980s Cadillac, and I just drove around the city looking for Jubilee.
Jubilee."
It was like being in a dream. The car handled as though it were floating on a cloud. There's no other city in the world like New Orleans, especially during that time of year.
When you're buzzing like a bee, think of me.
And that's today's music news. Watch the full J.D. McPherson video to get in the New Orleans spirit. Plus, catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Luke Taylor. Thanks to Bobby Menino and Jay for getting that Mardi Gras scoop. And if you like this podcast, let us know. Rate and review it and let your friends know that you love it by sharing your favorite episodes. Thanks, and check back in tomorrow with Jay for more music news.